This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Go West Credit Union Association's very own Jennifer Wagner. She is on the association's roadshow, if you will. They're visiting the capitals in each of their six states that they represent now. And this time she was in Colorado for their first Colorado Credit Union Day at the Capitol. And she was there sharing new economic and community impact data to share with the legislators there. And so Jennifer was actually kind of doing a CNN correspondent type thing for us, reporting live from the Capitol there in Colorado. So it was a lot of fun, but some great information. And like she said in the interview, they're laying the groundwork or the foundation for future relationships with local legislators there. So really good stuff here from Jennifer. So hope you guys check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, as you can see, we're doing something a little bit different here from the folks at Go West Credit Union Association. We have Jennifer Wagner from Go West. She is reporting live from Colorado. Jennifer, how are you today?
We are having such a great time, Mike. We are just at the tail end of Colorado's Credit Union Day at the Capitol. And we are standing inside the Capitol building. I grabbed some of our advocates who are on their way to their next meeting, but they wanted to say a quick hello and show you their swag.
Let's step aside and say, hey, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. So it's a pretty cool day, Mike. We had about 100 Colorado Credit Union advocates join us today.
Wow.
And this is the first Credit Union Day at the Capitol in Colorado for many, many years. So we're excited to bring this tradition back. We saw about 50 legislators for meetings, and we got to meet with the governor. But it's just been okay.
What was the reception? I mean, how was the message received from the lawmakers there in Colorado?
Everybody loves credit unions.
Good.
Every conversation, people see credit unions as local, as part of the community, and that opens the door to, you know, just a beautiful discussion. Our scarves got a lot of attention.
I like it.
Purples. Nice. So even folks that we weren't meeting with, as people came by our group, wanted to know what organization we were with, who we were advocating for. So it just created a fun buzz in the legislature today.
Well, and that's what you want too. You want kind of a positive vibe, a positive feeling, and getting that message across. It's very infectious in a good way that way. So yeah, so you guys are doing it right so far. And speaking of that, so what's the agenda there? What was on the docket? What did you want to convey to the legislators there?
Yeah. Well, you know, again, we were pretty excited because we handed out brand new data. Mm-hmm. We had economic impact data for the first time focused on Colorado credit unions and the impact they had on Colorado's economy over the last year. $4.1 billion economic impact. So it was an opportunity for us to share the data to educate our elected officials. Mm-hmm. Just like I think most legislatures, there are so many newly elected folks. So we really, you know, wanted to use this time to introduce ourselves, introduce credit unions, and start that relationship.
Yeah.
But having this data, you know, really opened the eyes of our legislators. 2.5 million Coloradans belong to a credit union. And when they hear that in terms of constituents and voters, it's a pretty big number. And so they kind of tune in a different way. So mm-hmm. we got to share some really fresh, hot off the presses data.
And those types of numbers really get your attention. So That is nothing to sneeze at for sure. So yeah. So how are you guys advocating this impact? I mean, obviously the numbers tell a big story. Are there other ways to share the impact that Credit Unions have had in the state of Colorado?
You know, we like to use the acronym SVI.
Okay.
And SVI stands for Structure, Value, and Impact. And that this morning we had all of our advocates in a training session, and you know, the guidance was really to, you know, develop your conversation around SVI. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that a lot of our legislators, especially the new folks, don't really understand the structure, the not-for-profit cooperative structure mm-hmm. of credit and how that is different. And that when the structure, because of the structure, credit unions provide real tangible value back to the consumers. And then of course the I stands for impact, and we had the data to show how credit unions are impacting their local community. Yep. So you know, that is kind of the mantra that we followed as part of sharing that data, was mm-hmm. just, you know, really ensuring folks understand the unique structure and, you know, value. Part of the data we shared allowed us to highlight the structure to the tune of $211 million went back to credit union members in Colorado as the direct benefits. So, yep. you know, the value belonging to a not-for-profit cooperative in the form of lower fees and better interest rates. So, again, being able to take this opportunity and educate them about what credit unions are, so that when we come back with our next legislative agenda, they've got that base education. Yeah. And you know, we can garner their support.
Yeah, you have that foundation laid there for sure. Yep. And the other thing, there was an Eco Northwest analysis is not the only impact that you guys are talking about. Can you share a little bit about that, as well as the community impact?
Yeah. So this was something that we've done in Oregon, Washington, Idaho for several years now. We partnered with Eco Northwest, which is a well-renowned kind of economic firm on the West Coast. And they, turns out, you know, this is their business. They do economic impact reports for all types of industries, you know, and the universities, the hospitals, some of the biggest employers and corporations. So they have helped us produce these reports in Oregon, Washington, Idaho. This was our first opportunity for them to work with Colorado credit unions, mm-hmm. collect a significant amount of data via surveys, and then use their economic model to create these reports. In addition, we handed out a survey focused more on community impact, so that, you know, we would have kind of both halves of the story of credit unions, the economic impact and the community impact. Mm-hmm. So we not only were sharing, you know, that impact to the economy, but, you know, data like how many adults and children received financial education over the course of the last year.
Yeah.
Charitable, not-for-profit organizations, credit unions contribute to, volunteer hours, you know, some of the unique programs they have created specific to their communities, rural access, some of the folks focused on serving the underserved. So, you know, it was a beautiful coming together of, you know, both the economic impact and the community impact. So it was fun to see it all come together and for the credit union advocates to deliver it today.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, it's great to have the numbers and then the results as well from that. So yeah, so you guys said it. That's a nice recipe for success right there. And so having said that though, so what's the vision? What vision do you have for the evolution of credit union advocacy? Because it sounds like this is kind of an evolving practice, if you will. So what's the evolution going to look like?
You know, this was kind of step one in, you know, the advocacy engagement plan, and, mm-hmm. and the message of advocates was, you know, you're here today, you're sharing this information, you're, you know, creating or introducing yourself, hopefully going to create a relationship. Now the work really has just begun. We need to stay involved. All of these legislators are going to go back to their districts when the legislature wraps up. We need to engage them when we're in the district, bring them to the credit unions. That relationship development is a 365-day-a-year process. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, again, using this as really the you know, it's just the beginning of rolling a comprehensive advocacy plan in Colorado that not only includes, you know, developing relationships, but a comprehensive grassroots and political program. So engaging in campaigns and elections, developing the strong grassroots advocacy mm-hmm. teams, each individual credit union. So really, I think Colorado credit unions are poised to take their advocacy to the next level.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like this is a great springboard for that. Again, you guys are laying the foundation here. And it's great to have this tradition back, you know, of coming back to Colorado. And so, and as we all know, Go West now serves six credit unions in six states. Oh my goodness, I'm still trying to wrap my head around that. And this is kind of your third day on this in this Capitol yeah. event. So can you tell me just a little bit more here to kind of wrap up here? Because I know you're busy, so I don't want to keep you too much longer.
No, this is great. This is our third credit union day. Last week we were in Idaho, and the week before in Wyoming. Next week we'll be in Washington, oh. then Oregon, then DC for the CUNA GAC, and back to Phoenix. But they've been fantastic. We've had governors at all three events take the time.
That's to awesome.
Welcome and meet with our credit union advocates. But it's just this is the energy. This is the, you know, really advocacy coming to life. So it's been fun to get to work in three new states, Mike. They're, you know, Colorado, Arizona, and Wyoming are new to me, to some of us, and really help, again, wrap around the credit unions and bring advocacy to life, help them tell their story, and just position them for success going forward.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, we need those folks. I don't want to say desperately, but badly. We need those folks. We need them in our corner, big time. So yeah, and this is the road show, so to speak, to do it. So yeah, anything else to wrap up here, Jennifer? I mean, I'm gonna let you get going here because I know you've had a busy day. But any final thoughts here?
No, just, you know, the importance of credit unions telling their story, you know, not only in these states, but everywhere all the time. And, you know, you hear lots of folks, you know, with a quote about, you know, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu, but you know, the one I like is someone is going to tell our story. Yeah. If it's not us, it will be someone else. So, we have got to take that onus and make sure that credit unions are known, are understood with the message points we're delivering.
Correct.
So, again, this is just the beginning of what we see as a 365-day process. But, I mean, it couldn't have kicked off any better. So we're just thrilled at being three down and three to go.
Exactly. And then there's a GAC thing, that GAC as well. So yeah, again, this is quite the super cool roadshow, if you will, kind of laying the foundation for the future. And you guys are knocking it out of the park as you usually do in this area. So yeah, thank you so much, Jennifer, for taking time out of your schedule and in Colorado, no doubt, and to share with us the reaction and some of the stats and the impact that credit unions are having in each of these states. So really good stuff. And we might be seeing you guys next week in Washington too.
I'd love to connect with you as we continue the roadshow. Yeah. To your point, thank you so much for the support, Mike, and helping us tell the story.
Anytime, Jennifer. All right, thanks again, appreciate it, and hopefully we'll see you guys next week as well.
Okay, see you then. Bye-bye.
Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.